9 quarts of jelly while I was out there.
Grape jelly. Grape jelly. Really? Was this recently?
No. About 10 years ago.
Are you still doing some canning today?
Little bit, not much. I said this year I won't do very much, but I did.
Right.
So.
Where did you live from Streeter when you were married?
Northwest Streeter. Yeah, Northwest.
How big a farm did you have?
We had 6 quarters.
6 quarters. And this farm, who lives on this farm today?
It's all torn down.
All torn down. Was the land sold to another farmer?
Yeah. Not all. I got 2 quarters yet left, but I'm going to get rid of it so the family wouldn't have to bother anymore when I am not here.
Did any of your children go into farming?
Yeah, they farmed, but then they weren't married, neither one. So the women, after they got married, why, they didn't want to live on the farm, so.
And when, how long is it that you lived in Streeter?
40 years, my husband is gone.
So you've been a widow lady for 40 years. And then, were there still some children at home when he died?
No,
the
but
children
they were
all
they
grown
were,
up?
Two of them were, yeah, they were all grown up, yeah. But the two of them were living on the farm then after we left.
So you were alone here and learned a lot on your own. You had to do all the, you know, take care of the bookwork and everything on your own.
Yeah, I had Mrs. Rembold, that's my daughter, Mrs. Rembold, and she had a son, and he was with me. He was from baby on, you know, till he was 12 years old, then she got married, and they took away from me, so.
Oh, I see.
And I was alone.
Did you when you moved into Streeter here for the last, you know, and so forth, did you do some, like, just stay at home, or did you do some work in Streeter too?
I done some work. I worked in the cafe.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You were a cook there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you made some German food there too, I bet.
Yeah, all kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for people, you know, that wanted me clean house and things like that.
Do your children, did they learn to cook German food from you too? Do they still make some of those German dishes?
I got a grandson in California. He isn't married yet. He was 30 years old. He was going to be a pilot. He was through school and everything, and then all at once, they told him he can't be no pilot. He's got stigmatism.
Oh.
So he's no pilot. Mm-hmm. Oh, my son was so mad. Spent all that money in Grand Forks for the school, you know. And
he went to school up at UND.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so he still is in California. He works still for airline, I guess.
When you're here in Streeter once in a while and you get together with some of the folks, of course, some of the people who are younger than you, they're not as good a shape as you are. Just being 99 years old, you can look back and you wonder, because some of them aren't as good and they're in the home and so forth. But you guys, when you get together, the women or the men, do they talk about the olden days?
Yeah.
They'd like to talk about that?
Yeah.
What are they usually, what kind of memories they bring up about what it was like in those early days?
Yeah, they always say, oh, I wish I would be that and that old and how good I was then, how I could go then, this and that.
And dance and all of these things. And that reminds me, we should ask you about, on the farm, for instance, you remember the days when the first radio?
The
early days, you had no radio.
Yeah. First radio we had, my husband always said to the kids, yeah, let's go and do the chores in the wintertime. Hurry up, this and this program is coming on.
What was the, you remember those programs?
Little Orv Nanny and all kinds of things like that.
So you remember that, the first time there was a radio?
Yeah.
And then you had no telephone either.
No, no.
You remember the first time you used a telephone?
I didn't have no telephone out in the country, just in here.
Just when you moved to
Streeter.
What about, and then of course, the first days when you had a TV that was here in Streeter too?
Yeah. First, I had a neighbor right over here beside me, but they moved to California and the house got sold. And then my grandson that was with me, he all was, oh, we should have a TV, we should have a TV. I said, I haven't got too much money. I said, we bought this place and I didn't have too much money. Then I always said, yeah, when we get a little more money, if we buy it. So the neighbor over there, he heard it, you know, we were sitting outside what we were talking about.
Oh.
So he told my grandson he should come over there once, he wants to tell him something. So he didn't want to go first. Then all at once I said, go over once. I don't know what he said, what does he want? I said, I don't know, go over once and see. He didn't want to. I said, go once. So he went over there and then he invited him. He said, whenever you're done with your work or what grandma wants you to do, you come over and watch TV. Well, he got him that far. Then I thought, well, that's maybe too much for him. Go over there all the time. So I said, his name was Albert Wentz, the neighbor. Then I said, well, Albert, I said, that's maybe too much for him to come over there all the time. No, no, he said, as long as we're up in the evening, he can stay. Mm-hmm. So finally I broke down and bought one.
What year was this about, you remember?
Hmm?
What year was this about? The 50s?
Yeah. It was in the 50s.
You remember watching some of those early shows?
Some of them, yeah. When I came in then, I had to get everything straightened out then, when we first had it. I didn't have too much time to watch, but he, at least.
You remember some of those favorite early programs of yours?
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite programs?
Forgot already.
Uh-huh. Did you watch some of those early soap operas?
Not very much. I still don't.
You still don't? You don't have time for that, huh?
No. I got work to do.
Matilda, you have a garden, I see.
Yeah.
And so you have a nice garden and you do your own cooking.
Yeah.
Are you active with the senior citizen group in town?
Not too much now lately. You know, I had a heart attack. And I'm not supposed to walk so much. Mm-hmm. It's a wonder that I can talk so much. And so I don't go very much. I was in Jameson yesterday. I was all in.
Oh, so because of the walking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I didn't walk too much.
Well, you certainly, if you could walk as good as your mind remembers all of these things, that's wonderful.
But doctor told me, he said, Matilda, I don't want to scare you, I want to tell you something. I said, go right ahead, I'm not scared. Then he said, okay. He said, you can fall over and be dead, or you can go to sleep and not wake up. I said, well, if I suppose to wake, there's nothing to do. He said, you haven't got no heartbeat, just the flicker. I'm not supposed to walk more than I have to, and if I feel that's coming on, I should go in, sit down, my feet up, or lay down.
Right.
I was laying in the garden twice already and had the hose running, was laying in the mud. I passed out and the water was running and I was laying in the mud, even on my face. Then my daughter came down by, you know. She came down and she said, what happened to you? I said, nothing. Nothing? He said, something happened to you. Mm-hmm. I was just quickly going to change the clothes before she came, but I couldn't do it.
Matilda, when you think about, you know, sometimes you sit and sit with the other women or you sit alone, you think about those early years when you were a child, you know, and so forth. When you go back in your mind, thinks about, you don't remember too much about Russia, but you remember a little bit. And as you get older, you even remember more. But what do you think about that? How life was then and now, not so much the way they have now, but you think about how those people, what they had to go through and so forth to come over here. And of course, you came on the ship.
Yes.
And I forgot to ask you that. Do you remember?
And we were 21 days we were on the ship, and the ship was going to sink twice. They nailed the window shut and everything else. That storm we were on. 21 days we were on the ship.
Did they have a compartment for your family or what?
You could, well, they had beds all over island. I was, you know, they had to throw up and the storm, you know, the ship moved, so they flew out of the beds and everything else.
You remember that yet?
Yes, and I saw a little child, you know, the groove in the where the ship goes, the water, in the water, that little child was in that groove for 2 days all at once, but it was gone. And they said the shark must have got it. It was dead, though, but it was laying in there and moving along.
So you remember those, the time coming over to America, and then of course landing in New York. We talked about that, and your father had to stay in New York for 4 months and so forth. And then do you remember a little bit when you came to North Dakota, and again we talked a little bit, but do you remember, like, did you come on the train?
We come up to the from New York to Colm on the train, and we had, my folks had some friends in Colm.
Who were those friends? Remember?
Muck. Their name was Muck.
M-O-C-K?
Yeah. And they had a summer kitchen. There was not much room, but we were glad we had it. And then after we came over from New York to Colm, then we all got sick, got the whooping cough and everything else. Mm-hmm. Till my mother had found a farm to move on. Then she bought some horses and cattle.
Well, where did they, because your mother had to start out alone, your father wasn't here.
Yeah.
And that was not easy for her, but where did she get the money to buy this farm? You don't remember that?
I can't say.
So it wasn't easy for her because she had to be out here alone.
Well, the neighbor that we were seeing, he helped her out along, go along with her and take her and all those things.
And the farm they bought, was there already a house on this farm?
No, she rented it.
She rented it?
Yeah, in Colm. And then we moved to, after that, we moved to Gackle.
To Gackle, yeah. On a farm.
Yeah.
But what was this, a wood house on the farm or a sod house?
This was a sod house down in Colm.
Oh, it was a sod house. So you remember living in that sod house?
Yeah.
And you, when you got, did you live on that farm until you were 20 when you got married?
No. Oh, in Cackle?
Yes.
No, that was no sod house. That was wood house.
Wood house.
Yeah. So you, down in Colm.
But so you lived in a sod house?
In Colm.
In Colm, uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after I got married and come to Streeter, my husband's parents, they had a sod house, you know. They built a sod house, and they built a wood house, but the sod house was right close to the wood house, to the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped haul that away. My husband didn't like that sod house there, so close to the new house. So
I see.
We hauled it out.
So they didn't use it anymore, so they moved, they took it away.
Well, they put some in the basement, and whatever was left, we hauled out.
Mm-hmm. What else can you remember, Matilda? We talked a lot about a lot of things. And Lillian may want to interject some questions that I haven't asked.
Who were your neighbors when you came to Gackle after you lived in Colm, then you moved to Gackle? Who were your neighbors at Gackle?
Well, there was Meyer and friends and Kunst.
That's the one I wanted you to say, because that was my Husband's family, Gunsch.
Yeah.
What was the first name?
Friedrich.
Friedrich Gunsch?
Yeah.
G-U-N-S-C-H?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And for them, I worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, how old were you when you worked for them?
I really didn't know. And I worked there first, about 13 or something.
Oh, yes.
13 years old.
Yeah.
You went to school until you were how old? At the farm school. Did you go to the 8th grade?
I don't know if I made the 8th grade. I think 7th.
7th grade.
Yeah, I think the 8th grade I couldn't go. I got sick.
But then you started working already at age 13. You were hired out.
Yes, I worked a lot. I had to work a lot.
Did you live with the family then?
Yeah.
Or did you come home each night?
No, when I worked.
Yes.
No, I had to live with the family.
So you had to take care of their kids and cook and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And milk. I was just little and I had milk.
And did they pay you so much then?
A couple of dollars maybe a month.
Uh-huh. And you'd come home weekends?
No.
You'd have to stay there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the family that I worked for, they went someplace, and so I had to stay with the kids.
And you did this for a few years then, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One family, Philip Meyer, he was living down south. Every time that woman went to town, she had to bring me something home from town.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took it home and showed it to my mother, but she brings me what, you know, when she goes to town. Then my mother said, she pays you, don't take anything anymore. So
mm-hmm.
I told her, Mrs. Meyer, I told her, my mother don't want you to buy me anything. Then she said, you always do more work than I tell you to do. And that's why I buy it for you.
Wonderful. And you learned that all your life, the hard work.
Yeah.
Any other thing that you can remember that we should visit about, or if Lillian has any comments? We've talked a lot about a lot of things, and I'm sure we'll remember someone we're through with our interview in our visit. And I understand you're going to join us for lunch today?
Are
you going to go with us to the senior citizens?
I don't think so.
Okay.
She's got better things to do, huh?
No.
What we're going to do is close our conversation soon, Matilda, but I remember that I want to talk to you a little bit in German so we can, I want to see if you understand my German, I want to see if I understand your German, and of course Lillian knows German too, so we can all talk German. We don't have to worry about that. jetzt müssen wir ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen.
Oh, yeah. Sie du schön anders erzähle wie ich.
Ach so, aber ich verstehe dich doch.
Und Sie erzählen gerade wie ich.
Flatdeutsch.
Flatten könnt Schuppisch sagen, so alles.
Ach so. So Dialekt, ha?
Huh?
Und daheim.
Ja.
Ihr habt auch Deutsch daheim gesprochen?
Oh ja, wir sind ganz Deutsch.
Was habt ihr so gesagt? Habt ihr was so Hina? Habt ihr auch Hina gesagt? For a chicken. Was it looks like for chicken? Hiner?
Hiner, yeah. Hiner.
Und for?
Hiner und Hahner.
Und wenn Eier cold hin, hin, so Eier cold oder hin, Eier cold?
Mir ein Eier cold.
Ja, mir auch.
Eier, ja. Und was hin, gesagt für ein Kartoffel, ein Potato? Was hin, gesagt?
Kartoffel.
Nicht Drumbeere?
No. No.
Kartoffel.
Kartoffel.
Kartoffel. Und for a horse?
For
a horse?
For was? For
a horse.
Oh. No, for a horse. It's a Pferd.
Pferd, see? So they had the, die Hände so ein bisschen Hochdeutsch und Gott.
Pferd, yeah.
Ja, und er hat viel Gebet in Deutsch?
Ja.
Aber da, so, betest du noch ein bisschen in Deutsch manchmal?
Oh ja.
Kannst du etwas auch in Deutsch vielleicht?
Spreche?
Ja, ich meine, vom Bett.
Hä?
Wann er essen, was sind er gebeten in Deutsch?
Oh, komm her, Jesus. Kumarie Jesus ayon su kashtun segne uns was du uns beschert hast. Amen.
Aha. Und kannst du noch ein bisschen singen? Singen die noch da auf Streeter in Deutsch?
No.
Singen nicht mehr in Deutsch. No. Das singt niemand. Aber du kannst doch in Deutsch singen, nicht?
Nicht mehr gut.
Aber kannst du...
kannst
du unbedingt muss. Ja, wunderbar. Sprechen wir, jetzt haben wir auch Englisch gesprochen,
oh.
Aber wir müssen unbedingt unser Deutsch nicht vergessen.
Ja.
Schön ein bisschen.
Ja, schön ein bisschen, ja. Mhm. Schön ein bisschen.
Wenn ich euch schlafen gegangen habe, nicht, da bin ich zurückgesprochen.
Oh ja. Oh ja.
Kann ich das auch erzählen?
Ja, na, Engel, komm, mach mich fromm, dass ich zu dir in der Himmel komme. Amen.
Aha. Sagst du das wieder?
Engel, komm, mach mich fromm, dass ich zu dir in der Himmel komme. Amen.
Aha. Ich denke, du kommst aber sicher. Ja, ich hoffe, dass unser Leid, wo 99 sind, denken noch so viel, als wie du gedankt hast, vom alles.
Ich danke für mein ganze, ich bete für meine ganze Familie und nicht nur für meine ganze Familie, wenn ich schlafen gehe, auch noch für die anderen Leute, was mein Gott braucht.
Wunderbar, für uns alle.
Yeah.
We're going to close our conversation today with Matilda Schlenker, doctor. Again, it's the 21st of September, 1994, and it was a real pleasure to visit with Matilda, who was born on July 31st, 1895. And so we'll have to be sure and come back to Streeter and celebrate with Matilda. Maybe she'll be willing to have a party when she's so sharp and in such good shape at the age of 100 in 1995. I think it's wonderful that we could visit with a woman born in the village of Klosterz, Bessarabia. Her father's name was John Schlenker, and her mother's name, what was your mother's name again?
Christina Schlag.
Schlag. And she came at the age of 7, left Bessarabia with a family, raised a family of how many children?
Me?
How many children you had? You had 8.
Oh, my, ich?
Yeah.
7.
She had, there were 7 children, and today still living in Matilda's, of her, Matilda's brothers and sisters is one brother, and Matilda, as I mentioned, is 99. I want to thank Lillian Meyer-Schlecht for joining me today in our conversation. And Matilda, if you want to say some final words in our interview, because this will go in the archives now at the university, and then we'll transcribe it and send it to you so you can look at what we talked about. But do you have any final comments?
Ja, ich danke vielmals, dass ich die Company gekriegt habe. Ich habe erst gedacht, wo ich es gehört habe. Was heißt Busse?
Kannst du in Deutsch sagen, das ist okay schon.
Ja, wir verstehen es nicht alle Leute.
Aber wir kennen auch in Englisch noch später.
Okay. Ja, okay. Und wo ich es erst gehört habe, habe ich nicht so gut gefühlt. Ich habe gedacht, dass ein Freund der Mann reinkam und mich interviewen. Und ich weiß nicht viel.
Aha, du weißt mal viel.
Wir haben gut geduld.
Und dann vielmals. Das
ja.
Die Zeit ist ganz schnell rumgegangen jetzt.
Ja, Matilda mentioned in her German conversation that she wasn't sure who was coming to visit her and to do this interview, and she probably didn't have too much to say, but we found in our discussion and the question and answers that she has a lot to say, and I'm sure she would have a lot more to say, and it's almost a situation where you need to have someone just visit and you have the recorder or whatever on and they don't know what's happening. But I think we learned a lot today about Matilda and her life, and I was especially interested to hear about what she recalls living in that village in Bessarabia, and it was very interesting for me when she talked about the ship experience.
but we're going to close our conversation again. Thanks so much, Matilda.
Were you excited to hear that I was coming again and bringing this Michael with us?
I liked it. I thought before maybe you come sometimes and see me, but no.
But now she has to come more often now that she's learned a little bit too. And we hope that Lillian can help us with doing interviews here, and from this experience maybe she can even help us do some of these interviews for us.
Yeah.
Right, because we need people all over the state to help us in interviewing, because it's not too often that I can visit with someone that's 99 years old, and time is going fast and you have so much to tell us, and so we need to reach our people. Thank you so much.